Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Mahalo Monday, Talk Story Tuesday, and Wipeout Wednesday Surf Report, all brought to you by Ron John Surf Shop. One of a kind, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Thanks to Ron John for sponsoring Report for over 20 years here at the Guru, and they continue to do so. And looks like we got some crazy weather coming our way. Woke up, finally got some rain coming down here in on the beach here in Central Florida, and we really needed it. Now, the waves were good on Saturday. Swami came through. He told you guys ahead of time that it might not be that big, but there was a few chest hires coming in, and they're late afternoon, as it's very important about the tides right now, because the swells aren't as strong as they were in the middle of the winter. Now, if the tides, if the swell's not that strong, it's only going to break at the lower tide, and that's where we're at right now. We might have a little bit of a background swell, mostly Treasure Coast today. Looks like a little leftovers down there, knee to thigh, maybe a waist higher. Up here in Central Florida North, we're pretty much down to 1 foot, maybe two, which translated a knee to thigh possible at the lowest tides. But it doesn't look like much swells left out there. It looks pretty quiet for background surf, but it's a possibility next couple days there'll be a little bump, the right tides only. Going to get a lot of west winds. Today the west winds are coming on Monday, then Tuesday the winds, there's a front's going to move through, and then it's going to be variable winds. They'll come on shore probably out of the east a little bit, 5 to 10, maybe pick up, but then it's going to shift back around because it's another cold front coming on Wednesday. And up there in the Panhandle, those guys are just getting west winds coming up the next couple days. No swell coming in, nothing left over, and the west coast there's not much either. So it looks like south here, maybe a little background bump, the light tides, but it looks like a pretty quiet next 3 days. And then we've got another cold front coming, like I said, on Wednesday, Thursday, pushing through with the northeast winds on Thursday, and that'll possibly bring in a little bit of a groundswell mixed with some northeast wind chop or east wind chop coming up for later this week and the weekend coming up. So we'll be back for Wipeout Wednesday to check it out. Swami will be checking it out too to see if we're going to get some more surf coming up. All right, that's going to be about it for Mahalo Monday through Wipeout Wednesday. Thanks to Ron John Surf Shop and all the other guys that keep the surf cams free, our sponsors. All right, we'll be back for the Wipeout Wednesday. Small surf, rainy conditions possible, and light winds next 3 days, and not much for surf. All right, you guys take it easy. Surf Guru. See ya.